Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Good morning and welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. This is Steve. We're delighted you decided to join us today. I'm just struck every week with how blessed I am to be able to bring you some amazing people and some insights into specific parts of succeeding in your life and business. Today we have an extra special treat. As you know, our show is part of the eWomen Radio Network. And today, my super special guest is the managing director of the Seattle chapter of eWomen Network, which just happens to be the biggest chapter of EWN. So she's here with us today. Join me in giving a big welcome to Debbie Whitlock. Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. We're so excited today. Today, we're going to talk about something that can be scary for people, planning. I even used as the title of the show the quote from Benjamin Franklin, people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. Mm-hmm. So if you can start us off a little bit, tell us a little bit about your background and where you learned how to be so good at planning.
Yeah, thanks for that. You know, it's really interesting, Steve, the resistance that comes up for that. You know, my entrepreneurial journey started when I was, I think it was about 25, 26 years old, and had a real good fortune to start working inside a independent financial planning and insurance brokerage. And so I had a really good opportunity to get some mentoring at that point in, you know, planning for the year, sales cycles, you know, revenue projections. Had probably done a little bit of that earlier in my life, but never in any real formal setting. And, you know, over the entrepreneurial journey, the acquisition of my first business, the sale of that business, my process just kept getting more refined and more refined and more refined until I, you know, came to the place where I am today, that the idea of thinking forward is always on my mind. So it's this interesting place that we get in, or that I get in as an entrepreneur and a business owner and as a business coach even with my clients, in being powerfully present in the moment of what's happening in my business, and then allowing also the visionary inside me to be looking forward 5-10 steps ahead, always making sure that my present path is lining up with that future vision of where I think I'm going. And so at this point, there are people probably listening going, planning, because that sounds really complicated. And at the end of the day, it's not. It's super, super simple. It's just about breaking it down, having a little bit of fun with it, making sure that there are people on Team You that are keeping you moving forward, and then also having some filters in place so that you can at any time check yourself and make sure that the choices and decisions you're making in your business are lined up with the, you know, desired outcome.
Yeah, okay. Well, so the thing I guess I'd like to talk about with you first is, how much do you think it is just a part of really internalizing the need to accept a plan, the need to accept that just going willy-nilly? I remember the old phrase, if you aim at nothing, you'll probably hit it. How important is it to start off with accepting the fact that you actually need a plan for your business?
Yeah, so here's the thing. I think there's an interesting tipping point in the evolution of our business. So oftentimes we start our businesses, small business owners, entrepreneurs, it's really sexy. You know, our friends oftentimes look at us like we're a little bit nuts. Because, you know, they're getting up in the morning, they're going to Cubicle Nation, everything is, you know, set up for them in terms of expectation and performance. And we're the little rogue warriors that are out here making it up as we go. And so there's this fine line that develops when you're launching your company And it's really attractive to just be moving and shaking and going to the left and going to the right and figuring it all out, right? Until you get to the point that, right, until you get to this place where you're like, okay, that's only going to get me so far. And then I do need to sit down and I have to have a strategic plan. Now, the opposite to that are the people who sit and do so much planning, and I'm sure we'll talk about this, that they get just absolutely paralyzed, right? And they can't get out of that process. They can get it all down on paper, but they can't take the first step. So I think what's important to be mindful of in the journey of business ownership and entrepreneurship is to right out of the gate start developing a plan for the business. And that's going to include a number of things. There's going to be a revenue plan. There's going to be a marketing plan. There's going to be, you know, a content plan. There's a whole host of things that you can layer on there to get yourself up and going. I think when a client will come and work with me, oftentimes, Steve, one of the first questions I'll say to them is, tell me a little bit about your planning process. How do you put that together? And I'll tell you, the vast majority of them, when they come to me, the first thing they'll tell me is, I don't have a plan. I just kind of go until I figure it out. So we need to take a step back with them and start to get some things down on paper. And what often happens is they will see that they actually are working a plan. It's just they haven't put it down. And, you know, you and I have read, I'm sure, so many of the same books and the literature that talks about that the increase in success that we see by writing down our plans is exponential. You know, there was a study that was done of, I believe it was Harvard MBA students at graduation, and it asked them, how many of you have a plan? How many of you have written that plan down? And what they found was that the vast majority of these MBA students, Harvard, you know, smarty pants, were walking out the doors, roughly half of them had no plan. They had no plan at all. They were just glad to be free, apparently, graduated, and they were going to figure it out as they went. There was another segment, you know, of the community that was about, I believe, 40-some percent of it, where these kids had a plan, but they hadn't necessarily written it down. They, at least in their mind, had said, these are the steps that I want to take, and this is what I'm going to do. And then there was a small fraction, a less than, you know, 10% of the students that were graduating that year who actually had taken the time to write their plan down, right? And they didn't say in the study how formal the writing was, but at least they had gone through the process of writing it down. They followed up with these students 10 years later, now into their career, and what they noticed was the more than 10-time increase in salary / revenue in the group where they had taken the time to write down the plan versus the group that just was going to figure it out as they left. And so, you know, personal development, power of positive thinking, practical application, I can stand on every street corner of this argument and talk about why it's so important to have a written plan. You know, I was listening to a Tim Ferriss podcast this morning, and he said, you know, when it comes to goal setting and planning, that as an example, if you're generating $50,000 a year and you do your, you know, goal setting for 2015 and say, I want to make $60,000, let's just be real. That's a good increase, but it's not very sexy, right? There's not going to be a lot of motivation to work, quote unquote, harder to get another $10,000 versus people who, and I was having a conversation with a business owner here in town the other day about this, and we were talking about numbers, big, gargantuan, $10 million numbers, right? He and I both were so in agreement over, I'd rather go all the way to that end and fall short than play it safe and fall short of that. Right? And so I think there's this interesting energy that we also create when we take a look at something that's big and juicy, and we also know that we have the people and the process in place to get us there.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think that the biggest thing is business owners that we don't realize is that the box is as big or as small as we make it. And so often we find ourselves at 50, 60, 75,000 mm-hmm. or, you know, even bigger numbers, 200, 500,000 and we're stuck.
Yep.
And often the sticking point of that just simply has to do with our perception of what we can or what we should do. And so we don't even stop and think, how could it be bigger? I don't know if you heard the thing I did with Phyllis where I challenged her to take what she makes monthly and then put a zero behind that number. And what would her life look like if that was what she made monthly instead? And it was a real light bulb moment for her to think in the box of 10 times what I'm making, what would I do, as opposed to, you know, what I'm currently making and what would a 20% increase be. That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's this interesting thing that happens, too, I think, when it comes to money, you know, because that's the place that I hang out with most of my clients is, you know, there's this, if we haven't been there, oftentimes it's really difficult for us to grasp what that would be like, right? And so the exercise right. that you gave to Phyllis, I mean, that's just a really beautiful way to do that. You know, whatever your revenue or your income number is, add a zero to it and think about that. You know, the reality is, you know, money is how we get things in life. It's how we do things in life. And whether you're leveraging your revenue for things or experiences, what I know is that the more revenue you have, the more choices start to open up for you. And it's about making sure that those businesses are profitable and they're clean. And it does start, you know, with this process of planning to make sure that you're going to stay on course and get, you know, get where you need to go.
Yeah, I think that's so true. In fact, going into this first commercial break, I guess what I'd like to kind of point out to the listeners is what you had said just a few minutes ago. The people that had graduated that had a written plan in whatever level it was were making 10 times as much money as the folks who either had a plan but hadn't really taken the time to write it down or had no plan at all. 10 times as much money. I mean, if somebody came to you today and said, I can multiply your income by 10 times over the course of the next 5 years, would you be interested? And I think everybody would say yes. So we're going to take a little break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how when there's even statistical evidence that shows if you make a plan, you're going to make more money. Why are people so resistant to that? So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Would you like to know how to confidently answer the question, this is what I am doing to take my business to the next level? How about discovering what is unconsciously sabotaging your growth? How would it feel to create a clear plan that describes in detail the steps you need to take, as well as help to walk through this plan one step at a time? Would you love to have one simple step you can take immediately to get into action? I would like to invite you to sign up for one of my limited number of discovery session spots that I have available. See how the 8-step program Kathy and I have developed to take your company to the next level can help you find out where your company is stuck and how you can be a thriving entrepreneur. All you have to do to be considered for one of these coveted spots is send me an email to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. we can begin the process for you to claim one of these limited spots as yours. Just email to Steve at wehelpyouthrive.com and put Discover in the title today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Debbie Whitlock, and today we are talking about planning, one of the things that is perhaps the most needed in our business, and, well, let's face it, maybe one of the most resisted things in our business. We were talking, Debbie, in the last segment about the fact that planning can actually cause, there's actually statistics that show that it can make you 10 times as much money as what you're making, and yet it seems like people are resistant to planning. I don't know if they just feel like they have to be spontaneous or that a plan is limited or what. Why are people so resistant to having a plan?
Well, here's the deal. So in my humble opinion, bought in to this idea that it's super sexy in business to think outside the box. And so we think that thinking outside the box means we don't need to have a plan oftentimes. But I think it was Lewis Carroll who said that any road will get you there if you don't know where you're going. And so this is the journey of entrepreneurship, right? So if we don't know where we're going, everything looks like it could get us where we think we want to go. And so this can often mix up in the shiny object syndrome. One of the things that I want people to start thinking about is not thinking outside the box. I just want them to pick the right box. I want them to pick the right box. I want them to know what it is that they're doing, and then I want them to put together a plan that looks like, given with the information that they have, is going to get them at least down the path. Now, here's the thing. It's just like driving a car. I may head out and take a road trip to Eastern Washington and think I'm going to go one way. Weather might change my plan. Road construction might change my plan. And so I have some choices. I can either pull over to the side of the road and I can sit and wait for that situation or circumstance to change, or I can pause and think, what are the other alternatives that will get me around what it is that has gotten in my way of me physically going where I need to go? For some reason in business, we don't look at the journey the same way. I'm not saying that the plan that I put together here over the last couple months is the only way I'm going to get to my 2015 objective. What I do know is that it gives me a map, and it starts to let me pick the path that I'm going to use. And then as long as I continue to run through the filter and I'm course correcting, right? If you've ever seen any of the documentaries on space travel to the moon, right? The idea is it is 10 billion little tiny minor corrections that got us into space and onto the moon.
Wow.
It wasn't one linear journey. It was one little nudge, one little nudge, one little nudge. They knew their destination. They were going to the moon. And they also knew that it was going to be little shift, little shift, little shift. And so if you have your beginning and you have your end, it's the, you know, classic personal development mantra that I grew up with, you know, start with the end in mind. I know where I want to go. With my circumstance today, I have a really good idea of how I think I'm going to get there. And then I'm just going to be checking myself and course correcting little bit at a time. Sometimes it's a weekly correction. Sometimes it's monthly, depending on what's happening. But as long as I keep my eye out to the ultimate goal, I can make the little things along the way. Otherwise, I'm just going to start chasing every shiny object and think, yeah, that'll work, that'll work. And I think that's why in business, so many entrepreneurs get stuck, like you said, Steve, at quote unquote that level, right? And they can't figure out why it is that they can't bust through that 75,000 to 100,000 or get over their 100 to 250 or 250 to 5. And having built a company to $1 million of revenue in a relatively short period of time, I can tell you this, the distance between 250 and 5 and 5 and a million isn't as big as you think. It's a series of tiny little steps that we take, and the reason all that happens is by doing a planning process.
Wow. I think sometimes those numbers, especially for people who are starting out their business, seem so unreal that
totally.
I was talking You know, I was talking to a client the other day, actually, and she was like, I just would like to get to the place where I can pay my rent from my new business, you know.
Yeah.
And yet I've seen so many times, you know, enormous numbers. I mean, we hear on the radio all the time the numbers that get spent for things that are in billions and trillions of dollars, and it just seems unreal to us. But what I'm seeing more than anything is that we tend to hold back on that plan because we don't want to be wrong. Do you think that's do you think that's a big piece of it?
Well, it's about playing safe. You know, there's this one of my favorite books that I had all my clients read over the last couple of years was The Big Leap, right? And so in The Big Leap, we talk about the zone of competence, genius, zone of competence, excellence, and genius. And so oftentimes what happens is we do a really good job getting ourselves into this place of excellence, this zone of excellence, right, where it's good and it's safe and it's familiar. I know what it feels like to make X. I know what it feels like to struggle with Y, right? These are all familiar things to us. And to take a step over that, you know, into this zone of genius where everything, absolutely everything lines up and the effort that it takes is so easy, it's so uncomfortable. And it takes practice, just like anything else. If you're, you know, working out, if you're training for some physical endeavor, the same principles apply in your business, that when you turn over into that very new space because it's unfamiliar, it is oftentimes our comfort and our, this is going to sound crazy, dissatisfaction with where we are that keeps us where we are because it's familiar and it's safe. You know, it's the crabs in the bucket, right? Yeah. If you've ever thrown a bunch of crabs in a bucket, there's always one of those little suckers that wants to get out. And I'm telling you, the other guys are not pushing him over the top. They're grabbing at him and pulling him down. And that's what happens oftentimes in business, especially if we're not doing planning or if we're doing our planning process with the wrong people, right? Making sure that we have that support system in place to be able to say, okay, and not okay, but totally different energy around that when it comes to planning for your business.
I like that. Okay, and instead of okay, but. I have a good friend of mine that actually, one of his pet phrases is people look for problems like there's a reward for finding it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I look at problems as opportunities. I just don't have a solution for yet.
Right.
And so if we can flip our thinking in how we look at ourselves inside our businesses, that's where the game changing starts to happen. And part of it starts to happen with who's on, as I say, team you. You know, the entrepreneurs and business owners who are listening, you know, do an inventory right now. If you handed your goals as they are right now, if you had them written down and you handed them over, and if you haven't written them down and you did and handed them over, who in your world would you hand them to? And take a look at the people that would look at them and say, yes, and likely ask you some questions about clarification, you know, what if, you know, really helping you think through that process. And the people in your life who would say, yes, but. Right? It's a different way of looking at that. And my suggestion is going to be for you to get where you need to go in 2015, you need to have more people who are saying yes and than yes but in your life.
That is so huge. If we could all find people and surround ourselves with people who say yes and, who are looking for possibilities instead of for problems. I think it's really easy to find somebody who can tell you all the reasons why things aren't going to work. You could probably just stand on a street corner and ask every passerby and they could complain about things for you. But finding somebody that sees possibilities. I think we're going to go ahead and take a break here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're going to take a break here. And then when we come back, I think I'd like to talk in more detail about how do we find those yes people, and how do we keep ourselves away from being distracted by every shiny bauble because of the fact that we don't have a planning team, as it were. You know, we don't have anybody that's on, I love your phrase, on team me. Wow, that's just a huge light bulb for a lot of entrepreneurs, is to look at your company as team me. In fact, I even told somebody the other day, I said, you know, you need to stop telling yourself that you aren't an employee, because even if your business is only one person, you're employing you. So it's not like you don't have a job, you know. So we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk in more detail about those things surrounding our shiny bauble syndrome and the things that we can do to help us find some yes and people in our lives.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Would you like to know how to confidently answer the question, this is what I am doing to take my business to the next level? How about discovering what is unconsciously sabotaging your growth? How would it feel to create a clear plan that describes in detail the steps you need to take, as well as help to walk through this plan one step at a time? Would you love to have one simple step you can take immediately to get into action? I would like to invite you to sign up for one of my limited number of discovery session spots that I have available. See how the 8-step program Kathy and I have developed to take your company to the next level can help you find out where your company is stuck and how you can be a thriving entrepreneur. All you have to do to be considered for one of these coveted spots is send me an email to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. We can begin the process for you to claim one of these limited spots as yours. Just email to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com and put Discover in the title today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Welcome back. This is Steve. I'm here with Debbie Whitlock, and we are talking about planning. Now, if you just joined us, don't freak out and run away. Planning does not have to be a scary monster. In fact, we learned earlier on that people who have a plan make sometimes as much as 10 times as much money as people who don't have a plan. We were talking in the last segment about the fact that we need to have on Team Me, we need to have yes and people in our lives. And so, Debbie, if you could talk to us in more detail about that, what do we do to find some yes and people?
Yeah, so that's a great question. You know, funny sort of side story that I talk about a little bit when I'm out speaking, but not a lot of people know necessarily, is that Up until 2007, I was an island. I didn't network. I didn't know how to network. I was really operating in this complete silo in my business, and it was lonely and it wasn't as successful as I wanted it to be, and I knew I needed to make some changes. And so I started going around looking for networking organizations. Again, this is the total shameless plug for eWomen Network. Landed at eWomen Network in Seattle in the fall of 2007, and it completely transformed my business. So what I knew was, kind of back to the planning process, I had written down a certain set of criteria that I was looking for in people that I wanted more of in my life. I wanted people who were big thinkers, that they had a positive attitude, they were committed to personal and professional development, they believed, they had this abundant, as we would say now, mindset, this idea that there is competition is more of an internal game than it is an external game. And so kind of ran all that through, landed at eWomen Network. And then I did what my girlfriend and I talk about often in life and in business. I started going on, quote unquote, lady dates with business people that I was fascinated by, right? I took a look at somebody who was doing something that I really was impressed with, not with an agenda of my own, like, oh, maybe they'll hire me or maybe they'll do this with me, but really people that were fascinating and curious to me. And I would ask them a couple of questions. You know, first of all, can we get together and have coffee? I'd love to learn more about what you're doing and how I can support that. And then I would start asking them more questions about their business, right? How do you address this? What do you find works for you? And what I started to realize, Steve, on that journey was that these people were all at that time telling me that they had intentionally surrounded themselves with people that were either doing what they wanted to do at the level they wanted to be, or were being what it was they aspired to be in their own life. And as a natural result, they were elevated into that category themselves. You know, they what do they say? You know, we are most like the five people that we surround ourselves with. And sometimes this is hard, guys. I mean, you know, we can gut check ourselves because, you know, if we're married, you know, it may be that our partner isn't as in love with our business as we are, right? And so that's a delicate dance. I'm not saying here, you know, we kick the mister to the curb or we, you know, toss the misses out with the trash. You know, sometimes we have to remember we have to court these people in our lives, especially family, a little bit, and keep them, in line with our dream. And the reality is, you know, it's Lisa Nichols says, not everyone is supposed to get your dream because it's your dream. Right? And so I started to realize that I really wanted to make sure that I had people in my life who didn't necessarily get my dream, but believed in what it was that I had envisioned, you know, one of the important steps in planning, that I had envisioned or visioneered for myself and had put out there, that they said, look, it's not mine, Deb, but I love that you have that vision. And naturally, they would ask the question, so what can I do to help you get there? And oftentimes it's just accountability, to having people that are going to support you in that process. So I would start taking a quick look at it. You know, who are the people in your life that are already there and in place? And I'm not saying you need to divorce relationships, you know, kick your sister out, you know, any of those things. But just be really intentional going forward into the new year about looking for people who are big thinkers and they're also big executors, because the world is a noisy place. And we can get really caught up with people who have this great idea, and boy, they're always talking about this great idea, but they can't execute. And that's usually an indication to me that somewhere in the process of creating their plan, they're missing a couple of steps.
That makes a lot of sense. So talk to me about the other side of that, though. How do we keep from getting distracted by all the shiny baubles? I mean, there are some amazing, there are so many amazing people out there. You could spend every minute of every day being in somebody's coaching plan. You know, I mean, you could get up in the morning, go to class with this person and then that person and fall in bed at midnight and having spent the whole day just excitingly listening to other people tell you about business. What do we do to avoid that shiny bauble syndrome that the internet has brought to our business?
Yeah. So one of the things that I do, and for those of you who follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, a couple months ago, I brought two of my really trusted inner circle people into my home, and we did an entire day of planning on Saturday. And so, you know, we totally dork out with giant wall-sized post-its, and we put them on the windows in my home, and we broke out the aspects of our lives and, you know, all the things that would feed that, right? So we go through this whole mind-mapping process, right? And so I ended up with these beautiful, almost works of art, right? Beautiful. Their color, I'm very visual. It was outstanding. What I also recognized, Steve, was it was very noisy. And in that beauty was a lot of distraction. And so I have a trusted advisor, a mentor in my life, and I had walked through this plan with him. And he had said, all right, Deb, that's beautiful, and not but, and I want you to go do this. I want you to take those things, and I want you to order them this way. What would you absolutely die about if it didn't get accomplished, finished, or if you didn't reach that benchmark this year? And what on that list would you be like, if it didn't happen, it didn't happen? And so I spent a few days reordering that, you know, different aspects of my business, reordering. And it became really clear, really quick, that there were only three things that I need to focus on this year. Three things. It's what Tim Ferriss talks about is the lead domino, right? How is it that I can make the choice that when I tip that lead domino, that first domino over, the momentum that one action will create will make everything else that I need to do with greater ease and with less effort. And so when I reordered it that way, and that's why I say to people all the time, I start my planning process back in October. You know, so I just spend a little bit of time with it, get some ideas, a little bit of time. And then once I get to this place, now it's about getting, I've got the vision, no problem with the vision, I'm good at that. As most entrepreneurs are, the next place where we break it down, though, is we don't know how to make it measurable, you know, and this isn't going to be the conversation about making your goals smart or anything like that, and it is really important that we have measurable, quantifiable steps inside our plan and our process. You know, when we do that, we're able to monitor. You know, I had a client come to me a few months ago who was really, really frustrated. She had gotten off her plan of measuring her progress, was really, really frustrated, didn't feel like she was making any progress, so I hit the pause button, had her go back, recalibrate, and she came back, and she's like, I can't believe this. I wasn't following what you told me to do by measuring my process, and I was feeling so frustrated, and yet when I went back and measured my process, I realized I'm 10 times further than I was supposed to be at this point. And so that's the other part that happens is that we can really start to beat ourselves up. Again, you know, every road will get us where we want to go, right, if we don't have a destination. Yeah. And that's why we need to have that, you know, that in place. And then setting up the benchmarks around it, you know. What is it that's going to happen? You know, like I said earlier, getting to the moon didn't happen in a straight line. There was a whole series of little tiny adjustments all the way through space that got them where they needed to be. So what are the little benchmarks that you need to have along the way? You know, sometimes people will come to me and they'll say, I've got $500,000 revenue goal for this year. Right on. Super excited about that. Now show me what you've got in the funnel right now. Well, I don't. Okay, so talk to me about the projection of where that revenue, how are we going to build that revenue so that we peak December 31st, 2015 to $500,000? Well, I don't quite know that yet either. Okay, fair. So now let's start breaking it down, though. Let's start looking at the avenues, the ways that the money, you know, again, that's a big part of my world with the clients that I work with. You know, where is the money going to come from? And can we actually get to this benchmark, or is that for the stage of development of your business maybe a little bit more than where we need to be? And again, I'm not a dream squisher. Again, I said at the top of the show, I want you to dream big and fall short of that number than play it safe any longer, especially for women. You know, ladies listening, it's time for us to not play it so safe. You know, we've got a huge opportunity and a huge potential to make a great impact on the world, and now is our time to do it. Thinking small, being small is not it. And we also can get super discouraged if we keep setting these big goals and we don't get there. Usually we don't get there because we don't have the measurable benchmarks along the way to be checking ourselves so that we know we're getting closer to our end goal.
Wow. Yeah, I think that's so important that we really understand. I often talk to my clients who have these enormous visions. You know, they want to change the world and they've got something that really legitimately could. But then a website is a perfect example of it. You'll end up having like 15 different things that you're asking the person to do the first time they come to their website. And I try to help them to break it down. It's like, okay, if you've only got 30 seconds with a person, or maybe a minute at the most, what's the one thing, what's that one message you want to make sure they know about you? What do you want to tell them? And so I think that's a good element of it, is taking the giant vision. I'm so excited when people have that, but then also breaking it down to the place where there's a place to start. I think maybe more than anything, would you say that's true, that most people struggle a lot with there being a place to start?
Oh, absolutely. You know, getting to the beginning is oftentimes the most challenging part of that. It's like, okay, so I know what I want. I know my destination, but I don't know how I'm supposed to get there. And again, just taking a step back and going, okay, we don't need to have, and I know you interviewed Jessica Butts here recently. She and I have done some co-creating and some co-facilitating in some coaching we've done this year. And one of the things that, you know, she and I so believe in is we don't need, as business owners, to have the steps figured out. We just need to be able to take a step, just one. That's it.
So true.
We just need to be able to take a step. And oftentimes, because, again, I think it was Cerulli who said the death of an entrepreneur is solitude, right? And so as an entrepreneur, we can get really siloed. We work, most of us, real independently. You know, we own our own stuff. And so there's that internal dialogue can get really, really loud. And so all of a sudden it seems like, okay, I've got this, you know, revenue goal out in front of me, but I don't know the steps I need to take. You don't need to know all the steps. You just need to take a step, you know, and that's how momentum begins. And sometimes it's not going to be the right step, and that's okay. It's just like everything else. As long as you have the benchmarks along the way, then you can course correct and go, okay, yeah, you know what? That is not the way that I'm going to get there, and that's good. You know, it's good to know how things are not supposed to happen for you, because that can get things tightened up. And if you've never done a planning process before, or if this is new for you, don't overanalyze it. Just start with something. It can be as simple as revenue goal for the year, broken down to quarterly, broken down to monthly. And here's the thing, it does not have to be divided by 12. You know, sometimes I work with clients from a revenue standpoint, and we'll get into what's really important to them, and sometimes it's they intend to take the summer off. You know, we can oftentimes really mess ourselves up in the planning process. I used to do this with my insurance agents all the time. I would say, you know, what kind of sales goal do you want to hit? And they'd give me the number, and I'd say, okay, so how many weeks are you doing that over? And they're like, 52. And I said, well, that's not going to work, because you're not going to work 52 weeks this year. You know, at best, by the time we back up holidays, family vacations, sick days, you know, miscellaneous things, flood, famine, locusts, whatever it is, you're probably going to be working about 45 weeks this year. And here's the thing, you know, I will joke, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, people can think that either we're really crazy or it's really exciting to be us, you know, and I think an entrepreneur can get caught in this trap of, you know, the freedom and the lifestyle, and they end up being sold this bill of goods of, oh my gosh, you know, I can only work half the year, you know. Well, here's the deal. Six months of a job can also be done half a day at a time. right? And that's what oftentimes will happen for people is, look, if you want to take 6 months off, then let's build your business plan and your business model around working super specifically, super intentionally for 6 months so you can step out of it. But don't do what so many entrepreneurs do, which is work a half a day only on that they should be doing. And then, as you said in previously, Steve, the other half of their day listening to everybody else out there, every guru, everybody who has an idea. And so if you have your plan down, then you can run it through your filter. You know, if content marketing is important to you, then part of your plan is going to be to have some personal development time set aside for yourself. You know, whether that's from an investment financially or an investment of time or both. You know, I have time blocked out. I block my time in my calendar really specifically and intentionally. And I have, you know, 2 or 3 hours every single week that's committed to personal or professional development. It could be a podcast. It could be a webinar. It might be, you know, something in the city. I block that time on my calendar. And then depending on if the event, you know, again, is not in that time, it's not like I don't go to it, but I move that block of time, you know, somewhere else in the week. But that's how I can stay really focused and I keep my list. I'm not super high tech about this stuff. I keep it really low tech. I find the simpler we make things for ourselves, the more likely we are to follow them. And it's just a 3x5 card that I keep. And I have my top 3 or 4 things that I'm working on that quarter, that month, you know, whatever it is, so that I know, keep your eye on the ball, kid, keep your eye on the ball, keep your eye on the ball. That comes at you, wow, that looks really good. I'd love to know more about this. And the other thing, I don't need to know it. I need to surround myself with people who know those things so that I can do the thing that only I can do.
Oh, that is so good. That's such a great place for us to stop and take a little break here. In fact, you talked about Jessica and I talking last week. Jessica had a phrase, I think we should write a book, called Stop Doing What You Suck At.
Totally.
I think that's really important, is that we need to really focus on doing that one thing that we are uniquely brilliant at. So we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back, and Debbie's going to give us a couple of tips, things that we can do this week, today, before the end of the year that can help us take our business to the next level. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Would you like to know how to confidently answer the question, this is what I am doing to take my business to the next level? How about discovering what is unconsciously sabotaging your growth? How would it feel to create a clear plan that describes in detail the steps you need to take, as well as help to walk through this plan one step at a time? Would you love to have one simple step you can take immediately to get into action? I would like to invite you to sign up for one of my limited number of discovery session spots that I have available. See how the 8-step program Kathy and I have developed to take your company to the next level can help you find out where your company is stuck and how you can be a thriving entrepreneur. All you have to do to be considered for one of these coveted spots is send me an email to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. We can begin the process for you to claim one of these limited spots as yours. Just email to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com and put Discover in the title today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Debbie Whitlock. We're talking about planning for your next year, planning for your business. We've had so many great things that we've talked about today, Debbie. I really appreciate it. A couple of things I'd like to do here before we end today is reiterate again what you said just before we took the break, and that's do what you are uniquely brilliant at. Really focus on that. I wanted to make a point of saying that again. But before we jump into a couple of tips here, Debbie, could you tell us about anything that you've got going on special online or in your business that people could check out?
Thank you so much, Steve. You know, the big thing that I really need help with, so this is my ask, I'm flexing my ask muscles these days, is I am finishing my book at the end of the year here called For the Love of Money, and I am looking to connect with entrepreneurs and business owners, doesn't matter how long you've been in business, lead a short survey for me and give me some feedback, as I want to take the last 2 weeks at the end of the year and make sure that what I put inside the content is addressing contemporary entrepreneur angst around cash flow, pricing, profitability, money in the business. So if you'd like to participate in that, you can send me an email, debbie@debbiewhitlock.com, debbiewhitlock.com, and just in the subject line, put survey. We'll be sending that survey out this week, and everyone who replies to that survey, you can do it anonymously, or you can put your name on it, and if you do put your name on it, you will get an advanced copy of the book for review prior to it coming out in February. So debbie@debbiewhitlock.com, do the survey. Super easy, takes you less than 3 or 4 minutes, I think, and it will really help me make sure that what I've poured my heart and soul into this year is addressing what entrepreneurs need today in business.
That's pretty exciting. I hope a bunch of you will jump on that and do surveys for Debbie. That's exciting. So, Debbie, we just have a couple of minutes left here. We've talked about so many great things for having a plan for our next year. Can you give us a couple of things that we can do right now? What would be the number one thing somebody could do today, this week, or at the very least, definitely by the end of the year, to really start planning for next year?
Mm-hmm. The first thing I would have you do is an analysis of 2014. Brutal and beautiful as it may be, you know, I want you to do an analysis of 2014, and I want you to break that down revenue-wise. Did you hit your goal? Really take a look at what was happening with the money. Where were the peaks and valleys? I would start there. And then the second thing inside of that is, what were the greatest sources of revenue for you? Where did the most money come from in your business in 2015, and then as you, or 2014, and then as you sit looking into 2015, taking a look at how that would project out going forward. You know, 75% of your business comes from one revenue source. My question for you would be, are you continuing down that path, and is it still going to be able to be that 75%? And if so, how can you get those people who are participating with you at that level perhaps to purchase additional products or services for you? What do you already have inside your arsenal? So I would start with that, the revenue piece, do a little bit of your rearview mirror, and then look into the windshield. I want you to break it down on a monthly basis, and it does not have to be equal chunks. Only to you does that matter in terms of how that money comes in, because we can plan for it and eliminate the peaks and valleys. The other thing that I want you to do is prioritize what's important to you this year in your life, not just in your business, but in your life. You know, if your business is one aspect of you, what are you also doing to take care of you emotionally, spiritually, physically? Here's what I know. In order to be the best entrepreneurs we have to be in the best physical, emotional, and spiritual and mental health of our lives. If there's an aspect of you that is weak in one area, it's going to impact your business. So take a look at, in your plan, how are you going to care and feed for that piece of you? Because look, here's the thing, as entrepreneurs, we're all we got. And if I don't take good care of my vessel and I don't stay on my game in all those aspects, my business as an entity cannot grow and fulfill its purpose if I don't take care of me, the leader of the company. So I want to make sure that you're breaking down also the personal aspects of you and understand that all that drives through and into your business. That's where I would start. From there, it's just a little bit of massaging, playing with ideas, and then running it through the filter that my mentor gave to me, which was all the beautiful things, pick the three. If you didn't accomplish these three things this year, you would die if that didn't happen. Everything else filters to the bottom and is not a priority in the way that you make your decisions going forward.
That's great. Yeah. So great big vision, and then write it all down, and then take some time with it and break it down into what are the three big things that you would die if you don't get done this year. That's kind of an intense way of saying it, but I think it's a good way of looking at it, because there's a lot of stuff, but you know, what is really important and what is just, well, I really want that one too. So,
right. Yeah. Well, and then the final thing, the final thing is now go share it with somebody. Don't keep this stuff a secret. You can't do this alone.
Go share it with somebody. So you can post on Debbie's Facebook page. You can post on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/thrivebizdev. That's B-I-Z-D-E-V. We would be excited to share in your plan and the exciting success that you have this year. We look forward to seeing how this next year turns out for you and being in this process as you plan. Well, Debbie, I got to tell you, I've had such a great time. As always, I get down towards the end here, and I wish that we had about three or four more hours. But we have reached the end of our episode today. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you, Steve. It was my pleasure. Glad to be here.
Okay. Well, everybody, I hope that you have a wonderful week. Do some planning this week, and we will meet you next time on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Would you like to know how to confidently answer the question, "This is what I am doing to take my business to the next level"? How about discovering what is unconsciously sabotaging your growth? How would it feel to create a clear plan that describes in detail the steps you need to take, as well as help to walk through this plan one step at a time? Would you love to have one simple step you can take immediately to get into action? I would like to invite you to sign up for one of my limited number of discovery session spots that I have available. See how the 8-step program Kathy and I have developed to take your company to the next level can help you find out where your company is stuck and how you can be a thriving entrepreneur. All you have to do to be considered for one of these coveted spots is send me an email to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com. We can begin the process for you to claim one of these limited spots as yours. Just email to steve@wehelpyouthrive.com and put "discover" in the title today.